Welcome to New Realities. This is Alan Steinfeld, and each week on this program, I explore the expanding consciousness, which seems to be embracing planet Earth at this moment, how we as a collective humanity are really moving into some new realities. And really at the forefront, I think, are the two people who are my guests tonight, the forefront of this research, this awakening, this enlightenment that's coming to the planet and for many that are already here. I want to introduce Nancy Talbert, whose research into crop circles has been invaluable for documenting the authenticity of an unexplained phenomena. And in that research, she's come across some other individuals, particularly Robert Vandenbroek, who is truly a remarkable being in his ability to sense otherworldly phenomena and to also demonstrate it to people. And that's going to be the topic of this program, exactly how Robert's work is manifesting. So thank you both for being here, Nancy and Robert.
Thank you for having us, Alan.
Thank you. But I mean, this is a return visit. We sort of touched on this subject in the last show I did with Nancy and Robert a few months ago, where Robert seems, I guess we'll jump right into it. Robert seems to have the ability to take a digital camera and have images appear on the digital camera. And for those who are interested, you can follow along as Nancy explains some of this on her website, bltsresearch.com. And then there's a subheading with Robert the Vandenbroek case, and you can look at some of these pictures. So, Nancy, why don't you start to explain this phenomenon, and then we'll get Robert in on what exactly he feels is going on. But why don't you introduce the whole thing?
All right, thank you. It's bltresearch.com, and mm-hmm. on the very front page at the top, there's a little button that's revolving around that says New. And next to it, it says Apparition Photos Report. That's the quickest way to get to this report that we're going to talk about tonight. Now, this particular report is about photos which Robert has been taking since 2003 or certainly 2004, in which people appear some of whom we know for certain are in fact deceased, some of whom, because we don't know who they are, we can't be positive that they are, but most likely it is that they are. And
deceased, you're saying. You're saying the most of the pictures likely are pictures of people who have passed over.
Well, we can identify some of them.
Yes,
and in those,
yes.
We know that they are, in fact, deceased.
Yes.
But there are other photographs in this report, which you'll see, of people we can't identify, and therefore, in those cases, we can't be 100% certain that, in fact, they are deceased.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are, and Robert thinks they are, too, but we can't prove it in every case. At any rate, this is just one of a number of very peculiar and interesting things which have been occurring for years and years and years with Robert as this consciousness, this ability of his to perceive parts of reality that most of the rest of us can't, as this continues and broadens, these photographs of people who have died are occurring more and more often. He sees clients now regularly for what are called readings, when people come to him often asking about their deceased relatives or loved ones. And Robert started to realize that he could see these people. And in the beginning, using his own camera, he would photograph them for the client. Nowadays, the clients bring their own cameras to the sessions. And I had heard, Robert had told me that this was happening back in 2004, I think, was the first time he told me about it. And I had not seen it myself, but I've seen a whole bunch of other very strange things. And so I assumed that it was true. It wasn't until 2005, I think, when I, for the first time, saw this happen myself. And it was one evening when I was at Robert's house in Holland, and we were working on trying to photograph his ability to make compass needles spin and metal things stick to his body. And this event occurred in which my camera was being used, and I was standing right with him and saw this actually happen. But I would like to start in the report, if I could, with part number one. And people who are watching or reading through this report, scroll down till you get to the soldier, because this is one of the earlier photographs of an unknown person whom we were able later to define, at least a photograph of, in a book. And since he's a World War II soldier, I think we can pretty well assume that he is now deceased. Mm-hmm. And this man started to appear one night on Robert's camera. Maybe you would tell them, Robert, when the soldier first appeared, what you felt, what you thought at that time.
Yes. When I was field soldier.
You felt his presence in your house.
Yes, yes, exactly. That it was very strong. I was feeling a very strong presence. It was in the beginning. It was a little bit frightened me. I was feel. It was so strong and it was so big that I was a little bit nervous that it was that I can handle it. And in another moment, I was feel it stronger and stronger that day. And I was make pictures, and before I was make the pictures very strong, the presence from a very powerful presence from military persons, and I was in my feeling that it was a military man, and I was take pictures, and the military people was appeared on my camera.
Yes, he took many shots that night, and what's interesting, well, there are a number of interesting things about it, but first of all, it's one individual over and over and over again, sometimes more faint, sometimes more clear, and it turns out that quite by accident, we were able to find a photograph in a book that was published in Holland that Robert had never seen. And in that book, which I've included photographs of, there is a photograph taken by someone, an unknown photographer, back in the 40s, of this line of soldiers as they were marching through Belgium. Very interestingly, the particular individual who appeared on Robert's camera was just one of those men. It's a long line of soldiers, and it's the one of the guys in that line that you can clearly see is the same person.
Well, that's now, I just want to interrupt in a second, because that's pretty remarkable, first of all, that you were directed to a book that would show you who this person was. I mean, you must have been guided in some ways, right? I mean,
it was rather strange. If you read the details there, you'll see that Robert's father took one of the photos to a neighbor who had recently, a man who had recently moved in, who was a retired military person. And he took the photo simply to try to find out what, you know, what country the photo illustrated and where the soldier came from and what war. And the military guy had this book. In fact, I'm not even sure it was unpacked yet. He had to go upstairs and find the book. And when he brought it back down, it spontaneously opened to the page upon which this photograph was printed. Mm-hmm. And the military the neighbor recognized it as World War II German. And in fact, we now know that that is, in fact, the source of, or at least there is a photograph there that it looks very much like Robert's. Now, right. One of the things that is that has to be the question that immediately comes up here is this an exact copy of this photograph that's in the book? The question has been raised many times by some of the people who have a great deal of trouble accepting these facts, that what Robert is doing is simply manipulating images on a computer and then somehow or other getting them onto his camera. And in this case, I am pointing out very carefully, Robert didn't have a computer, had no idea how to use one, had no access to one whatsoever, had never seen the book, and does not know why in that particular image, in fact, did appear.
Right. I mean, I do want
that we found it.
But Nancy, I do want to say that the images that seem to be appearing are, or do seem to be, photographic, and I don't think Robert's doing that because they are on digital cameras, which would make it impossible. And that's sort of what I said to you. There's an element of this phenomena that may deal with the photographic image being symbols from that greater consciousness trying to show us something. So they may be disincarnate people, but they may also be directors to another reality that's talking to us. Does that make sense?
That's a lot of, I mean, we don't know for sure, but Robert and I have talked about that as, you know, as these images, they're quite a range of them, as you know, they're enormous numbers, not just
I
people.
Know.
And
I mean,
it appears that some of those images may really be not necessarily exactly what they look like, but more something to call your attention to make you pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to quickly get through the soldier thing. Because of certain criticisms that have been raised about the images, the people images, we did use an MIT-trained photo analyst to see if he could demonstrate whether Robert's photographs were exact copies of some of the photographs we have been able to find. And
right,
he has
good.
Demonstrated very clearly that most of the photographs are not direct copies. They are not precisely the same. You have to read through the whole report to see the details of this, but it appears that they are the same individuals, but perhaps at a slightly different instant in time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's quite clear, though, that in many, many, many of these images, the individual is the same person, and it's very similar to a photograph which we have been able to find,
mm-hmm.
but it is not exactly the same.
Well, let me ask Robert. Robert, what are you surprised when these things show up, right? They're sort of like, what's going on? Or are you expecting it at this point? Did you get a feeling that this is going to happen? Tell me your experience.
Yes, it's it's very different. Sometimes I'm surprised, and many times, and also sometimes I know what for person is in my room, of what for sort of energy is around me. And also, I have also also many times it's a surprise for me. I don't know who is around me, and I make pictures. I feel then only a presence and a very strong energy. And when I make pictures, then is something going coming on the picture. Then I'm many times surprised that sometimes I jump up in the sky, that I'm also in shock. That I think, right. Whoa, what's this? And I try to learn myself every day that it's not that that it is good that you been surprised when it is happening. It is it's not normal. It's something that you must say thank you when you get this sort of things on your cameras. They are little for me. They are little miracles, and
are miracles. This is a completely new phenomenon, especially in the world of digital photography. I mean, it's a breakthrough event, I think. And are you also acting as a medium in some ways? Are you getting communications that you can
speak? Now, you'll see, Alan, in the report,
yes.
I'm telling you there that Robert, you know, does readings for
yes.
people. And when he's doing readings, Many times those people have come to ask about their deceased relatives or other loved ones. And in those cases, Robert often knows who these people are that are appearing because he's expecting them to, because he's doing a reading, you see. In other cases, the very first time that I saw this happen with my camera, neither one of us knew. We heard a very quiet tap, tap, tap on the door of the room in which we were, and suddenly Robert asked if he could use the camera, and he aimed it towards the door, and I was standing right next to him, and I could see the viewfinder, and as he pressed the button to take the picture, suddenly this man's face took up the whole screen, and both of us jumped like we'd been shot. Neither one of us had any idea. We don't know who the guy is. We still don't know who that man is, but we had no idea in that case that he was coming.
Wow. And so it's like, and also there's some other strange pictures. If people go to part two, you see these pictures of mud men. What's that about, you think?
It's pretty much the same as all the rest. For some reason, those beings, and I assume that they are probably deceased because the photograph that was found in which various of those mud men, there are three different ones represented in Robert's photos, and they were all part of a group which had, was in a photograph that was found in a Reader's Digest, but I think it was shot at the early part of the 20th century, and my guess is that the men, the mud men, they were shaman in this New Guinea tribe, are in fact now deceased. Why in particular they chose to appear, do you have any idea, Robert?
I think that it is a spiritual symbol. It's a collective, the shamans are a collective, they are a collective sort of mediums in another culture, and I have a feeling that this means something. I was the first sense that I was get by that image was that it was having something to do to give me the strength, give me the energy to standing up and to do what I must do. And
a support system, actually.
Yes,
for you.
A support system. That was I feeling, and it was feeling positive for me. And also, in some way, it was feeling funny.
Amusing,
humorous, huh? Funny.
Yes. Very sweet and very positive. And it was also feeling for me a little bit look-alike. A sort of initiation. Yes.
I see.
Yes. That was also a little bit, and a special was that that image was also standing in the book in a mystical book about paranormal phenomena, and that was meaning something. Connection. It's standing simple for something. I was having not a feeling that the mudman was the person himself, but it was a sort of projection, symbolic projection, the energy from the Akasha, can you say record?
Akashic field,
Akashic records. Yeah.
Yes, was picked up that image, that symbol, and send it on my picture. That sort of shaman energy, that old energy, that very old energy, was helping me to remember myself, who I am, and where I'm standing for, and where I'm working for, and it was feel very good.
Well, that's a very interesting point. I would like you to talk more about a little bit. Is that you? It gave you the energy to stand up to be who you are really are, or to do what you've come here to do. If you can go into a little more detail, I mean, the pictures are interesting, but I think your mission or your purpose as a kind of pioneer of consciousness is something I think people should hear about, if you want to share that.
Well, he'll tell you how difficult, even for him, as much as he has experienced, it is, it's not easy for him to just take it. He doesn't take it for granted at all. And it's a step-by-step process, which, as I've watched him over these years, I see it getting stronger and stronger. Isn't it, Robert?
Yes, 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 exactly. It is there is some part is very difficult and some part is very beautiful. And what I'm feeling very strong is that the energy of how you will call it, God, of the Uni, creator of the light, that it's try to living in me and to get, how was I say, I'm a sort of, I'm a sort of hand or feet from it, and it's try to get a relation with the deepest thing in the humans and also in the animals. It's some growing up, very growing up mind, some higher level that's not human. It's not human. This is not a human mind. This is so big.
It's trying to help humans by working not only by strengthening you, but by letting you then do things which help people, which catch their attention, so that they can begin to learn.
Yes, and that they know that that they know that they are spiritual creatures, and that they found themselves back, and that this is this energy of this love is coming by the most people after the death, when the body is dead and they coming in another space, in other dimensions, then they meet this sort of love. But now this sort of love is doing something before the death, that people can get more, grow processes, that they get more spiritual insights, and that they know that there is much more than only two times in a year to have vacation or holiday and working only to have money and have a beautiful house. No, that there is something much better for them, what creates rest in the life and love. And yeah,
Do you understand, Alan, that what he's saying is that this understanding normally comes to people when they die, but that now it is trying to reach people before they die so that they can learn about this reality, this expanded spiritual reality, and enjoy it while they are still alive.
Well, I mean, that's sort of why I'm doing this program and why I'm living the life I'm living, to experience reality in as great a degree. And I think what Robert's saying is very important, that we're here to live and experience all we can be. And it seems like what he's saying is he's an extension of the source down here to remind people of who they really are. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's beautiful, the describing that you give, yes.
And because of that, you have this special connection and tools that are waking people up to greater realities. And what do you think is the next step for you, Robert? What's your work as you see it manifesting in the world?
Yes, I have a feeling. I now try years and years to opening the eyes for many people, and I have a feeling that this power, this is coming closer to the people, and that more people can feel needed. And the phenomenals, they are there to helping to opening the eyes from the people. And I will maybe more and more show the people that there is absolutely more, and give people the inspiration and the wondering that this is real, and that they let the control systems go away in the systems, and that they feel the trust that it is real and good, and that they can open in this, can make an opening in themselves to the
experience
other
this.
Yes.
Well,
I will tell everybody that this is real. I feel that I must do that. It's a crime when I take my mouth and I say nothing. It just feels for me that it must. Yes.
Well, yeah, well, we'd love to bring you on tour, you know, bring you, introduce you to people over here. It'd be great to have a whole audience take digital pictures and have these things appear, wouldn't it? Well, we're getting ready for that, I think, at some point. That would be quite a phenomenon. We'd have people.
Well, Alan, as Robert said, when he used the word phenomenons, what he meant was the photographs. They are the phenomena. They are what get people's attention. But they are not what actually matters. The photographs are simply a mechanism that Robert is able to use to get people's attention enough so that they listen to the real message, which is not all the funny photographs.
Right.
It is that the spiritual reality is here, that each one of us has to work toward understanding it, toward opening ourselves.
Yes.
Right, Robert?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly the whole point from it. The also the crop circles, they over the whole world, for many people, they are toys, you know, they are toys. And they're going to them, and they, you know, wow, and they living from kick to kick with it, but not so many people feels the real meaning from it and have the real respect for it, and that's also with the pictures.
Well, what is the real
signals?
What is the real meaning? Can you tell us what the real meaning and how we should treat these phenomena? Like maybe
It's this business that there is this spiritual presence here. It's not a joke. It's not a game. It's here. But in order for you and me and the rest of us to become more aware of it and to open our hearts to it and to learn to trust it, we have to make the effort. And that does not mean that you look at one of Robert's incredible photographs and go, wow, and think that that's the whole story, or that you go to a crop circle and you are amazed. But it's that when you're doing this, you're understanding that this is coming from a spiritual source that's trying to reach you.
Right.
So,
Robert, is the planet being prepared for some great awakening? Of course, awakening's happening as we speak, but 2012, do you feel like there's going to be a great unveiling that people need to be prepared for? I mean, everything, all the crop circles, the intensity of the designs, the things you're doing, other people waking up. Something's building, it feels like to me. So what should we expect or look for or you know, see?
Yes, you mean 2012?
He wants you to tell him what it all means.
Yeah, what's all going to come about? You know, is there a great awakening? Yeah, 2012, yes.
But Robert is not God, you know.
Well, what he feels, he's just a person having his own experience, but...
I think I know for very sure... And I not only know that, but I know very strong, and I feel very strong, that we live in a very special time. And that the, how you say that, the psychology from the collective people is changed, is growing and is changed quicker and quicker. And I have a feeling that that's happening now, of this moment, and also the going years in the past was also, it's now more happening. I have a feeling that, that we're living in a very special time, and that the other dimensions, and you can call it the white light of God, it's coming closer to the people, that people, the humans, are of this moment in a mystical evolution. We was having in the past history normal evolution, and now we are in a mystical evolution that we're growing more to God, to the human creator, to the reality. And many people living in very different realities, and the whole reality on the earth is created by humans, and it's in many ways fake. It's not real, you know. It's not realistic, and it's look like of everything is a sort of dream. And this sort of energy is wake up people that they know that what it's important in life and what's, you know. And then there is coming a new sort of love. What I will also say to people, I believe that that we live in a special time. And also 2012, I have respect for people. They believe that it is that it means something, and I think that it also means something. But I think, and I'm not God, I don't know everything, I'm just a simple human being, but I have the feeling that many people must watch out. Many people make sensation, and many people like to predict things and focus themselves on 2012. And that's, you know, maybe people must realize that it is now happening. It's now happening. And then we are a step further. People must watch out that they, you know, some people say that it's the end from the world, and that, you know, that create angst by many people. And I feel that there is something positive going on in the inside from people, in the intimate from the people.
Yeah, I feel 2012 is going to be a very uplifting time, a very maybe shocking for some people who are not expecting this whole other reality to appear. But I'm also curious if you get a sense of these other beings, maybe the beings that are creating the crop circles, the beings that are higher than us. Have you met them? Are you in touch telepathically with any of these other types of, you know, life forms, consciousnesses?
Yes, I can feel them very strong around me. I can say maybe 24 hours in the days. I can feel all the time the relation with them. And in some moments, stronger. You know, I have many times, maybe some people know it, maybe some people hear it now for the first time. I have for years and years, I get a message in my head, and I get the street name in my head, and I must go to that place, and there is then there a crop circle. And also, I have also seen that crop circles was forming, and sometimes I hear voices in my head, or I see things, or I feel things, and I have see soul groups, white creatures by the circles. I have meet years and years ago sort of angel, cosmic angel, Her name is Doya, and I was having very beautiful, very special experience with her. She was shows me other dimensions, and this gift tears in my eyes when I remember me that I feel then the energy very strong. And yeah, I have so many experience that so many that then we must have hours and hours to tell people what I was seeing. I have telepathic contact with intelligence identities from other dimensions, and also I think also from
it's
other
more than one kind too, isn't it, Robert? There's several different types of beings.
Yes, I have some feeling that it is a very big collective group that's working with each other and knows each other and standing for the same light. It's some sort of big project, and yes, it's. I try to give it not too much name.
Right. We don't need to give it a name, but we are, it seems like what you're saying is we're moving closer to where those beings exist. And it seems like there's going to be a merging, maybe no definite date, but there is a merging of human consciousness with this greater consciousness. Is that true?
Oh,
the feeling I get from watching Robert is that as the rest of us become more open to the possibility, to that degree that we open ourselves seriously to the possibility, then it can also reach us. I was telling you earlier, Alan, about how I have now many pieces of evidence that there is a presence when I am with Robert, and that it has deliberately very many times, over and over and over and over, it has manifested itself by, and I was telling you about the time when Robert and I were sitting in the car at his special field, and we were talking about the color blue and the color aquamarine, because we were just talking about it. And then Robert got the feeling that the energies were present, and we got out of the car, and he asked for my camera, and I handed it to him. And he then took 20, 30 photographs right in a row of this brilliant, brilliant, brilliant white light surrounded by an aquamarine ring, surrounded by the blue color that he had been talking about. This is one of dozens of incidents like this where whatever we've just been speaking about or a question I've just asked will be answered through the camera. And we can see that whatever this is clearly knows exactly who we are, where we are, what we're talking about. And not only that, it lets us know this by creating images on the camera which mirror what we have just spoken about, or produce an image that I've just asked about, or something like that.
Well, I think there's many people listening who are very open to what Robert's saying in this phenomena, and it might be helpful if Robert could suggest some ways we could move closer consciously to whoever these beings are and whatever that state of consciousness is. Is there something we can do, Robert?
Yes, sure. What I will give the people, it's very simple. You must not do very difficult things. That's you can do that, but there are very simple ways to come there. It's only to be yourself and listen to your feelings and listen to the very little noise in your intuition. And most all the time, what you must do is only listen to your intuition, to your feeling.
I want to give them this example again, Robert, because it's a perfect illustration the night when we were doing the photography in his office, Robert has for years practiced listening to this very, very quiet intuition. He knows how to do it. I have not. And so when the tap, tap, tap came on the door, it was so quiet that most people, myself included, would not have paid it any attention at all. Robert knew instantly that that tiny, delicate noise was important. That's what he means, is when you get the very first little quiet inkling or intuition, pay attention to it.
So in a way, our intuition is our deepest connection to the divine. I think that's what you're saying, and it's what feels like it is to me, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, that's absolutely. It's most of the time when you see somebody or when you have somebody on the line, the first thing that it's coming in your head is most all the time the truth. When you are working in your house, or if you clean your house, or if you do something, and there is some friend of you coming up in your mind in 1 second, then the telephone is wrinkling, and that's that person. Then many people have that. Everybody have that. That's the, that's telepathy, and you can make that sense bigger. That's when you have somebody on the line. And you fall, and you. What's the first thing that's coming up in your mind? And many times when I give readings, I'm working with that first sense, and then you realize that you're not thinking on that moment, but that you see things. And the most people don't pay attention to it, and then you can learn to filter what's from you and what's from another. And I've also many times when I give readings, I recognized that the energy use some image in your mind that exists, that's coming out your own remembering, out your own history. Sometimes when people coming by me, or I have people on the line, and I will get the name from some dead person, and I will prove that I have really contact with them, then sometimes I'm also thinking on a very good friend of me, or on an aunt of me. And then most of the time, 9 from the 10 times, that person that was dead was having the same name as that old friend of me. You can train it. It's the same as muscle training. You can train your intuition, and everybody has that sense. And it's growing when you believe in it. When you believe in it,
exactly,
growing.
Exactly.
Yes.
When you trust it, you know. Okay, I have this intuition. We gotta trust ourselves more.
And
it becomes stronger when we do trust ourselves.
Yes,
and
yes.
Everyone else may say we're wrong, but if my intuition tells me this, I need to know. I need to trust myself, you know?
Yes.
And
everybody has the ability to some extent to do this. And it helps. I mean, having watched Robert now for so many years, I understand it in a way that I would never have understood by myself, but it takes a lot of work. It's not something you just snap your fingers. He has been working for many years to become as good at this as he is. Mm. Very recently, we are trying now to do a DVD or a movie that will be about the crop circle science, this aspect of the circles, which is related to all these things that go on around Robert, and then we'll focus on many of the things that happen with Robert. And the man who is at the moment going to try and see if we can do this went to Holland just before Christmas to meet Robert and to spend a little time. And we were all, I knew, and we all knew that Robert and he would have to get along, that he would have to be able to get along with the family. And we also wondered, I wondered very much, whether the presence around Robert would find this man, this filmmaker whose name is William, would they find him acceptable? Because if not, I was certain that no images would come on the camera. And it was very interesting. Tell them what happened, Robert.
Yes, it was a very nice meeting with William. He is very professional and a very nice person that is not pushing and was very relaxed, and it was give the energy also the space to coming closer. His nature is very quiet, was very quiet on that moment, and it was very good. Nancy, can I tell the story, or can I?
Sure.
Yeah, tell the story.
Oh, okay. Also with the names, or only not with the names?
Use the first one, the one that was special to William.
Okay. Yes. I was going with William to... I was eating with him and talking with him. And my energy was... I was feel that my intention was sucked to upstairs to there, and I was say that to William. Can we go?
He was gone. They go upstairs, is what he means.
Upstairs, yes.
Right.
Sorry,
right.
Yes. And we was going there, and he was filming me, and I was get very strong all the time. That was a man person around him. I was take very strong a man person connection by him, and I was
feeling male energy. Yeah.
Yes, very strong energy, and I was get all the time that there was somebody connected with him, very strong, that was having bladder cancer.
Bladder right. Cancer.
Yes, bladder
cancer. You picked that up. You picked that
and
up, psychic.
Yes, that it was, and he was now one person that was dying on bladder cancer, and it was one person, and I was feeling, I was get the message that it was a good friend of him, and that he was fight for freedom, very strong for freedom, and that he was his a very good friend of him, and that he was like him very strong, and that I can describe him, and I was get all the time the name Aaron, and he was saying yes, exactly, that was the man that was dying on bladder cancer, that was Aaron. And I was took the camera and I was make pictures, he was filming me, and that you can see that it is real and that there is not a computer and blah blah blah, and I was making pictures. And watching
Aaron.
Aaron was coming on the camera. And
this guy showed up on camera. A picture of this guy you were getting.
Many photographs
and,
of
and
this
when you
man.
Gave, and when you gave
Robert,
it to William,
course, had
what
never
was
met.
His reaction?
He was flabbergasted.
Yes, he was. He was absolutely flabbergasted and also emotional. And I was standing from the top of my head to my feet under the goosebumps. It was very beautiful, and I was thank God, thank you, that this is happening. I will call it white light of the other. Thank you that this is happening, and I was not know that person, but he was know it, and for him I was very happy for him that his old friend was coming on the camera, and
it
was very beautiful,
like...
and he was here also the whole thing, he was
on
also
videotape.
It seems like there couldn't have been a better symbol for William than to see a fellow filmmaker appear from the other side to sort of direct him and give him and you a sign that maybe this film is supposed to happen.
That is exactly the point, Alan.
Yes.
That the energy chose an image that was... Robert didn't know who this guy was. The image was significant to William, and that's the whole point.
I know, it's fantastic. When you say an energy chose, the nature of this energy, is it the God force, or is it a lower level, not low, but like an individualized consciousness as opposed to the greater consciousness?
I'm not a religion priest of I'm a very strong believer. I believe in God, and some people, you know, God have many names, and you can call it white light. And I have respect for every religion. In every religion is true. In every religion is show God Himself, is show the spiritual nature Himself, of herself. And I have a feeling that this phenomenon is not only an ordinary low astral level. It has something to do with what people call God, of call the light. It has something to do with the evolution, with the integration from spirituality in the minds of the people. It will say something. It has some meaning. It's not an accident.
I agree with you.
Tell people, Alan, that they can read in great detail much of what Robert says and how he feels about these images by reading through these reports that are on the website with many, many photographs that Robert has taken. It will give them a lot more information.
ELTResearch.com. But the one, I mean, we're almost out of time, but I do want to ask Robert one more question. Maybe I asked him last time he was on the show, but also I think you should talk about the feminine presence, the divine feminine, and how that fits into this evolution of consciousness, because I know you're in touch with that, Robert.
Yes, you mean Doya? Is that what?
No, just the divine mother presence that seems to be coming to the planet.
The feminine as opposed to the masculine. And I don't think Robert actually makes a particular distinction. I think he sees humanity and the sexual differences, I don't think, matter so much to Robert, do they?
Well, it's not a sexual difference.
No,
it's an energetic. Because I remember you saying there was some aspect of the feminine, maybe Mary type energy, not that it's...
Oh, yes, sure. I now understand what you say. Yes, sorry, I was not get it. Many different sort of energies. You have so many types of energies. You have so many dimensions with, that sounds maybe strange, but every person have, when they're dying, them own the dimension. They create them own mental dimension, mental space.
That's very interesting, yes. I think they do it when they're living, too, actually.
Exactly. That's absolutely true. Yes.
So yes. What is the part of these other aspects? Is there, I mean, what about that, though? How can we work with all that?
I think that's too big a question for only a minute, Alan.
Oh, okay. But is there anything about the feminine? I mean, it seems to me that there's more of a presence of the feminine energies. Is that true to you, Robert?
Yes, absolutely. And you can. It's not that you can only work with it. You live with it. It's change your whole life, and that's what it's doing. And in the beginning, when you meet it, it's sometimes very heavy. One it's destroy sometimes the things around, the things in you that's not true. Everything that's not
this
true.
This energy, this big energy.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Everything what is not true in you, what's not functional, what's a reality that is create, an ordinary reality, that this energy destroy that and only create a truthful love in you and give you the strength that you growing up to another level. And then you get rest in your life. Well, it's when you what I will say is real spirituality, it's in the begin, it's how you say that, it's a disaster, in the begin it's
very difficult in the beginning.
It's very difficult. When people meet it in the begin, real spirituality, that's very difficult. People yes, you get so strong passion for the truth that you see so many stupid things then around you that they are not truthful, that right. You feel you very lonely. And
so it causes you suffering when you begin to see the real spiritual
yes.
life.
Yes, and it makes you very sensitive. And you get, when you going through it, then you get a very beautiful life and a much better life than you was having. And that's very difficult also for me. That's make life sometimes difficult, very difficult, and also lonely. But that's the price that you that's the money that you must pay for it. And so long you, but that, you know, you get something better, something very good.
I appreciate, and we all appreciate, I'm sure everyone listening appreciates the effort and in the way the pain and of the loneliness you had to go through to bring this great message and to share your core essence in such a beautiful way with the rest of the world. And I think it's going to get bigger for you. I mean, I think, you know, once you, you know, complete that phase in Holland, there's a world waiting for the kind of person you are to, I wouldn't say lead, but to inspire people to feel this spiritual connection.
Yes. That's people, yes, exactly. When it must be so strong that people can feel in 1 second what I mean.
Poof, and I want to thank Nancy for trusting her intuition and her feeling, you know, sense to realize, you know, the message here and to be part of this gift to the world. So
it's a privilege on my end.
thank you. I think Nancy also, she is very special for me, and she have also a little bit saved my life with her research that she do to me, and that she take me serious. That's give me the strength to stay living on the earth.
Well,
and
thank
her
you,
love and her presence.
Thank
again.
You. Thank you, Nancy, and there's a world waiting for you, Robert, and I hope, you know, they're listening to this program to get a sense of who you are and what's coming and the messages that are coming to the planet through people like you and through all of us as we evolve in our consciousness. So
we all hope so.
Yes, we all hope so, and thank you that you was taking me serious, Alan, and also the people at home, they listen. Thank you that you pay attention to us and that you take us serious.
Of course, this is the people listening and me. This is what we're hungry for and we're open to. So thank you both. I've been talking to Nancy Talbert. Please check her website that has all the Studies with Robert. That's BLTResearch.com. And I've been talking to Nancy Talbert and Robert van den Broek from Holland. And there's a lot of case studies that Nancy's done with him and these pictures, these amazing pictures. So,
good night, Alan. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy.
All right, bye.
I'll call you, Robert.
Okay.
Peace to both of you. This is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities. And if you want to reach me, email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. And check my website, newrealities.com, for this program, other programs, also archived on BBS Radio. And listen next week. Thank you.
Like a star, like a star, like a star.
This is In the Fire by Dreamfire.
Like a star, like a star.